Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our two-part study of Psalm 7 from the authorized King James Bible.
You say, why? I'm just telling you, there have been days, and I know none of you are like that. You're all, you know, sanctified, entirely sanctified, spirit-filled, you know. Not me. I have my good days. I have my good days, but I have my bad days. There have been times where I'm watching a football game. You'd be like, what? No, you know. Not that. Not blaspheming, not, you know, using the F word, but still yelling at the TV, screaming sometimes. The Shih Tzus hate it. But you can't know my heart. I can't know your heart. So all we can go on is what we see. That's all we can go on. But God, look at verse 10. Now read that with me. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins. Even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Man, I get so angry when I see what Obama and those people are doing to this country. But I sit and I think of these. I'm sharing with you the verses I think of. You know, back when Bush was president, to make this nonpartisan, when he was passing that Patriot Act and starting frisking old ladies in the airport and tapping the phones of Christians around the country. We're at war with Islam. Amen. I'm sick of the lies. I'm sick of the political correctness. Islam is evil.
Amen.
Islam is opposed to the U.S. Constitution. Amen. Islam is Antichrist. Amen. Islam wants you dead or in submission to Islam. We are at war with Islam.
Amen.
And it makes an American, a red-blooded American, man enough to pick up a gun and do something. So why don't you? Because that's not what God's called us to do.
Right.
Now, there may come a time where you have to defend this land. Don't get me wrong. And Obama keeps shipping his Muslim brethren into this country. We're liable to have a civil war. He's bringing them in by the tens of thousands. They have no allegiance to the U.S. Constitution. Allah is their God. Muhammad is their pedophile false prophet. And that's who they are dedicated to. And they'll slice your throat. That's what America is facing because of the fools in charge of this country right now. So what do? We trust the Lord.
Yes.
And God's going to have His day. And I want to be on His side.
Amen.
Look what it says back in Psalm 7. This is a wonderful prayer. Psalm 7, verse 9. Read that. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. Just like we read in Jeremiah 17, 9 and 10. Oh, let the wicked... I'm going to just... y'all just talk amongst yourselves. Jenny, we need to write a song. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end.
Amen.
There's your first line of our new song. Amen. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. So what's his response? Well, verse 10, my defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. Now, if you believe that, then leave it in God's hands. If you believe that, pray about it and trust the Lord. Do what you need to do. Don't be a part of the problem. Don't backslide and be a part of the lukewarm Laodicean fake church. Be a spirit-filled, dedicated, Bible-believing, gospel-preaching Christian. Hand out the gospel tracts. Even when they call and tell your pastor that he needs to tell you to stop putting them in their apartment complexes. I got another phone call.
Oh.
This time it's Mike Taylor again over at Stigler. Yeah. Lady real upset about him putting those chick tracks on their doorknobs over there.
Amen.
Amen. I didn't call her back. Read verse 11. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day.
Amen.
Is that your God?
Amen. Yes.
Not my Jesus. My Jesus would never be angry.
Your Jesus is the devil.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Your Jesus must be Jesus, living down in Mexico City. Huh?
He lives next door to me.
Oh yeah, you got a Jesus there. I used to have to say, oh me. There was a time where I had to face the fact that God was angry with me. God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But in our sin and our rebellion and our refusal to repent and turn to God for salvation, God is angry.
Amen.
And look what it says in verse 12. If He turn not, He will whet His sword. He hath bent His bow and made it ready. Look at this. Verse 13. This is deep stuff. Verse 13. He hath also prepared for Him the instruments of death. He ordaineth His arrows against the persecutors.
Thank God.
That day's coming.
Thank God for justice.
And that's why you gotta demonstrate your faith by trusting God and not taking matters in your own hands. That includes not just the big bad Muslim, but the neighbor you or the coworker or the relative you have, or whatever the case may be. Trust God. Don't take matters in your own hands. Don't try to render evil for evil and that sort of thing. Verse 14, read that. Behold, He travaileth with iniquity and hath conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. This is the wicked that God's angry with. And folks, on judgment day, they're going to be exposed. It's going to be revealed that these people thought through what they do.
Uh-huh. Amen. Amen.
They think about it.
Uh-huh.
Premeditation in most cases.
Yep.
Look what verse 15 says, though. Read that. He made a pit and digged it and is fallen into the ditch which He made. The wicked digs his own grave.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The wicked is digging his own grave.
Uh-huh.
And when he stands before God, and he's going to stand before a great white throne, and his name is not only not going to be found in the Lamb's Book of Life, but all his wickedness, all of his wicked thoughts, all of his wicked deeds are going to be exposed, and he's not going to have an argument. Verse 16 says, His mischief shall return upon His own head, and His violent dealing shall come down upon His own pate. You can be happy about that.
Amen.
I mean, you know, I mean, there's some people that we all agree, oh yeah, Hitler, yeah. And, you know, there's Obama, yeah. A lot of you agree with that. But you know what? On Judgment Day, I'm going to say something going to bite here. On Judgment Day, it can be your best friend.
Amen, that's correct.
And you are going to say, Amen.
Amen.
It could be your own mother.
Yep.
Your own father. A grandfather, a grandmother. Aunts and uncles, cousins. I'm thinking of my own right now. And when they stand before a holy God and all their wickedness is laid out and their rejection of Jesus Christ, I am going to say, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Isn't that something to think about? But you're saved here today.
Thank you, God.
If you have turned to Jesus Christ and said, I believe that You shed Your blood and paid for my sins, and I'm turning from everything I am, everything I believe, everything I've done, and I'm turning to You for salvation.
Amen.
Because of Your death, Your shed blood, Your resurrection, You paid the price. I'm saved.
Amen. Amen.
But I'm only pointing at Him.
Yep.
All about Jesus. I'm not taking any credit. I didn't do anything. And that results in verse 17. Read that with me. I will praise the Lord according to His righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Amen. Boy, isn't that awesome? Read the Psalms like that every time. Go verse by verse and let God speak to you and run the references He puts in your mind and your heart. Psalms. It's awesome. You're going to learn a lot about Jesus in these Psalms.
Yes, sir.
People say, oh, it's Old Testament. Oh, man, there's so much about Jesus in here.
Yep.
You want to fall in love with Jesus? Fall in love with these Psalms? Let's pray. Father, we thank You, Lord, for this time in Your Word. You are an awesome God. You are holy. You are just. You are righteous. You are merciful. You are gracious. And we praise You for it. Everyone here who's right with You understands we all deserve hell. But You have given us eternal life. We just thank You, Lord. Thank You. In Jesus' name. Amen. You've got to have balance. You can only be saved because you understand you're lost. Amen? And that is, if you turn on Oprah or Dr. Phil or Dr. Oz or whoever on TV to get your wisdom, bad move. Every one of those people reject Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Ask them. Write them a letter. Because people get their counsel from the ungodly, then you can say anything these days, it seems like, you can say that is true, and you will be attacked for it. And I'm just talking about the Christians. The professing Christians will be the ones attacked. But if you will go to this book, you'll find it is life-changing. Holding a book, owning a Bible. I mean, I know people who've collected the things, but they don't read them. And I see professing Christians posting their astrological signs and their horoscopes on Facebook. I see them talking about, watching this stuff. They are getting their counsel from the ungodly. I picture it this way. There are a lot of cocky, arrogant scorners who think that when they stand before God on Judgment Day, they're going to put forth a defense. They are not going to stand in the judgment. They will be face down, begging, knowing that they have chosen what's about to happen to them. Amen. And it's too late. They will not stand in the judgment. They will not pump a fist at God. They will not give a defense. They will stand for about a millisecond and then be down, face first, not even able to look at His glory, knowing, what a fool was I. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They will not stand. We are righteous because of the blood of Jesus Christ. He paid for our sins. We are righteous in spite of ourselves, not because of ourselves. We are righteous because of what Jesus has done for us. And when the Father looks at you, He doesn't look and say, whoa, now that's a specimen there. I should not have broken the mold when I made her. That's not what God says. He looks at you, and if you're in the righteous, the congregation of the righteous, He says, the blood of My Son, the blood of My Son, the blood of My Son. You have nothing to do with it. It's in spite of you. It's in spite of Me. And what's it say in verse 6? Read that with me. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. The end. The end. If you're saved, oh, I know it can look rough and you think, where are You, Lord? Trust the book. He says that if you're saved, He's there with you. And He will not leave you nor forsake you. And I hate to use the cliches, but you all know the footprints in the sand. There was that time where there was only one set of footprints. I think if I look back at my life, most of the time there's one set. So much of my life, God is the one carrying me. And as far as salvation, there's never anything but one set of footprints. As far as my soul being saved, nothing but one set of footprints. Done. All these trials you're going through, all the troubles you have to suffer, the pains physically, emotionally, whatever it is, you're going to not even look back. It'll be such a distant memory. You're going to look at what you have in Christ, and you're going to just bask in His glory. And you're not going to have time or a desire to look back. But the way of the ungodly shall perish, and the ungodly will never forget. The ungodly who reject the blood atonement of Jesus Christ will burn in an everlasting lake of fire. Their torment will rise. The smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever. And it says, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. Those people who have been overcome by their lust, their greed, their self-centeredness, all that, they will continue to be overcome by it through eternity. And their way here on earth that they're walking, that they think is so smart, it will perish. We can look to the cross of Jesus Christ, the empty tomb, and know that we have been saved.
Thank you. shall see him by and by, face to face, oh blissful moment, face to face, to see and to know. With my Redeemer, Jesus Christ, who loves me so, face to face, I shall behold him far beyond the starry sky.
Oh. blood makes my heart pure, and I find His entrance is pure when I run to the arms of Jesus. A whole new life begins, His forgiveness of my sin, when I run to the arms of Jesus. When I run to the arms of my Jesus, my friend, I lose all of my fears. He dries up all my tears. When I run to the arms of Jesus, I find a brand new strength and bound with eagle wings. When I run to the arms of Jesus, when I run to the arms of my Jesus, my friend, I sing to God above. My heart melts within love when I run to the arms of Jesus. My soul must magnify my King who stands on high when I run to the arms of Jesus. When I run to the arms of my Jesus.
For solid King James Bible preaching and teaching, along with the encouragement of the Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.